Ladies and gentlemen, people around the world, namaste, satsrikal, hello, hi, welcome, and all that jazz. This is Abdul Smooth, and I'm coming to you with a very special show. This is the 8th show in the Sounds of South Asia series right here on IndianElectronica.com. And for the next 20-odd minutes, you're going to check out a very exclusive interview I did with Pathan from the BBC Asian Network, and then listen to a World Odyssey mix, which is a 20-minute quick mix of 11 tracks. It's really quite a fantastic little ditty that I whipped up to broadcast on the Asian Network back on the 8th of July 2007. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do, and look forward to hearing from you. Drop a line in to radio@IndianElectronica.com if you have any requests to listen to anything particular on our radio station or the next podcast.
You're listening to Pathan's Musical Rickshaw on the BBC Asia Network. Each week, I endeavor to showcase the mixing talents of artists from around the globe in the form of the World Odyssey Mix. This week is no exception. I bring you a music fanatic whose upbringing stretches between East Africa and Canada. Crossing international boundaries, my guest has experimented with audio, video, photography, and digital pursuits to add to his artistic performance. Most known for his love of Indian electronica, he's a music journalist by day and DJ by night. This week's World Odyssey mix comes courtesy of Abdul Smooth. Welcome, Abdul.
Thanks for having me on the show.
First off, what's your real name? Is it Kasim Virji or is it Abdul Smooth? Explain the stage name Abdul Smooth.
Yeah, it's a little bit of an experiment in schizophrenia, really. I mean, like, the name started after years of sort of, like, thinking of what my DJ name should be, going, you know, with Kasim for a while. Because, yes, my real name is indeed Kasim Virji, which, you know, has a ring to it, but is a bit of a mouthful for a lot of people, especially out here in North America. So I came up with this sort of, like, brown, hip-hop-y hybrid name from the 80s, which is Abdul Smooth, and it's kind of stuck.
Cool, cool. And you grew up in two different continents.
Well, yeah, and I think the biggest thing is that it's not just both cultures, because both places that I've lived have been such multicultural centers for their regions and for the world. Like, I've lived in all sorts of cities in Canada, and then, you know, from having been born here, went over to East Africa,
right,
to Nairobi, which is just a huge sort of Afro-cosmo hub city that definitely all of those experiences have affected my musical taste and what I do with music.
And as an artist, your performance isn't just about audio. You've also incorporated visuals into your music?
Indeed. I sort of, you know, I got a little bored a few years ago with just spinning vinyl, and this was about, you know, before the whole Serato thing and the whole Ableton Live thing came out. So basically, you know, I'd be spinning on decks, but then looking to do something more to interact with the crowd and get them revved up. So I got into VJing. I've used sort of like the old school VHS hardware mixers, you know, running multiple tapes on VHS players and stuff. But now pretty much just use my laptop, and have come up with a hybrid of software that takes audio cues via MIDI and audio input from whatever I'm DJing, and then that triggers a whole series of different sequences and effects that I've programmed. So it's really cool because I'm mixing music, and then that's triggering an almost sort of like cyborg created display of video that's all synced up to the tempos and everything.
And would you say someone like Cold Cuts inspired you to do that, or that's come out of your own head?
No, I'm glad that you've mentioned them, because honestly, Ninja Tune and Matt and John over at Cold, you know, who are Cold Cuts, have definitely influenced this aesthetic. And also, I think, aside from me, but just people in general, I think they're a prime example of artists who say, you know, in the McLuhan-esque sort of vein that, like, media is just media, and it's not to be owned by anyone, and you can use it in any way you want. So
totally,
definitely that has influenced my aesthetic, yeah.
You're the founder of IndianElectronica.com. What inspired you to set up this venture? It's very, it's a great hub, really, for people that don't know anything about this genre.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's been running since about 2003, so it's been a few years, and it's grown from basically, I mean, I guess the inspiration came from me just listening to a lot of really challenging electronica stuff like Eamon Tobin and Autechre and Plug and all sorts of these artists, and thinking that, oh, this is fantastic stuff. But what's missing from all this extreme modernism in the sort of like technological, like musical aesthetic, is really a backing of culture, of lushness that comes from tradition. And then when I heard people like, Pelvis Singh and Joy and Sid Abengan, all those cats about a decade ago, I really sort of saw that as something emerging that had a common aesthetic. So Indian electronica is what we call it over here in North America. I guess that name is spreading around the world now, but I thought, you know, maybe there's a merit in making a space for people around the world to share this kind of music. And that's what the website started with, and then has now grown into an international series of festivals, a record label, and online radio stations.
So Abdul, Mr. Smooth, you're featured on the World Odyssey mix tonight. What unique sounds can we hear from your mix?
Well, okay, I mean, one thing is props to you, Prasad, for like putting together this whole World Odyssey mix concept, because I love the fact that you've only got 20 minutes and you've got to squeeze in as much stuff as possible.
So thank you.
Well, for me, that's totally, I've always, you know, I used to, when I started DJing, I had this whole concept of quick mix, and it would be like, get all the DJs, you know, together in a room, and we spin one track after the next, back to back, but as quickly as possible. And for me, this was exactly that same exercise.
Right.
So I loved it, man.
Great. I think you've definitely set a new standard. And you, can you describe the mix we're going to be spoilt with?
Well, I don't know if there's enough time for you to be spoiled, but it's quite a mashup of different stuff. I've got influences from India, from, you know, all over Asia and Arabia and everything. So basically, we've got 11 tracks that comes in at just about 20 minutes playing time, and we've got music from all over the world, including a very special remix of a Bollywood track by my buddy Dave Sharma out in New York, who's going to be releasing another track on my label coming up this summer.
Right.
So it's all over the board. You've got all sorts of stuff in it.
Tell us about your club nights and where listeners can see you perform next. Are you coming to the UK soon?
Indeed, I'll actually be there to throw the annual Indian Electronica Festival, which we're doing in cooperation with Bobby Friction's Friction Night and the BBC Asia Network. Once again, we did that last year. So I'll be down in London on August 24th. You can catch me live. And of course, all the details are on IndianElectronica.com.
Super. Thanks very much for joining me tonight, bringing a touch of Eastern Electronica to this week's World Odyssey Mix. This is Canada's Abdul Smooth. Enjoy.
World Odyssey Mix on Patan's Musical Rickshaw. BBC Mix.
Thank you.
World Odyssey Mix on Patan's Musical Rickshaw.
Sound from Brixton to Bombay. Future music now.